Hi there. The word for today is sing. Isaiah 30 verse 29 says, you shall have a song in the night. Why does the Bible say in Psalm 147 verse 1 that it is good to sing praises to our God? I'll tell you why. Because when you express the promises of God's word in song, your faith is strengthened. The Great Depression of the 1930s hit a businessman named J.C. Penney particularly hard, endangering his very health. Anxious and desperate because of his huge financial losses, Penney sank so low he felt he had nothing left to live for. Even his own family and friends shunned him. In hospital one night, he grew so demoralized that he expected to die before morning. And then something happened. He heard singing coming from the hospital chapel. And the words of the song were these. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. Whoa, God will take care of you. Isn't that great? Entering the chapel, he listened to the song, the scripture reading, and the prayer. And then he wrote, suddenly, something happened. I can't explain it. I can only call it a miracle. I felt as if I'd been instantly lifted out of the darkness of a dungeon into warm, brilliant sunlight. Well, from that day on, J.C. Penney was never again plagued by worry. He described those moments in the chapel that night as, quote, the most dramatic and glorious 25 minutes of my life. And when he died at age 95, he left behind 1,660 department stores bearing his name. Listen, when nothing else works, the praises of God's scent of music can lift you out of a spiritual funk. That is why the Bible says it is good to sing praises to our God. Go ahead, try it and see for yourself. I promise you it works. Okay? That's the word for you today.